How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing awesome. So glad to be able to talk to you, sir.
Oh, I'm excited, man. It's going to be fun tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
So you are in town for a big concert tonight, and then there's a huge golf outing that's going on as well. Are you a frequent golfer?
I play a lot of golf. Yeah, I do.
I mean, I think we could call you like a pro golfer, I feel like.
What's your handicap?
My handicap right now is about 5.3, but I could go out and shoot 88 right now if I, you know, I wouldn't call me a pro though, because if I had to get paid for golf, I'd be broke. So I'm doing okay.
Okay, I gotta know. So you're gonna actually be playing here in Madison tomorrow afternoon. You're on like this huge squad. You and Brett Favre.
Oh, and Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Do you get starstruck at all when you get around guys like that? I mean, you've been famous for a while, but both of these guys are serious Hall of Famers, like super athletes, and you're playing sport.
Oh yeah. Well, I've never really hung out with Jeter, so I'm kind of fangirling about that. Brett and I go way back. We used to hang out back in the day. Him and I used to hang out all the time. So I'm looking forward to spending 4 long hours with him again. So it's gonna be, and Andy North. You know, I've known Andy for years too. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Cool. Got to ask you about when you're golfing. Do you have like a drink of choice when you're out on the golf course? Do you sip on a little something?
I don't really drink a lot when I play. I mean, I suck enough. if I got a buzz, it'd be worse. So, like, but you know, I'll have a beer at the turn or whatever. But yeah, I don't. I mean, it's not like back in college when, you know, the only reason you went on the golf course was to drink a 12 pack.
No, yeah, like story of my life.
Yeah.
Kind of like the reason why I golf.
Exactly.
So now, when you are on tour, do you try to take a chance at golf? If you're in a city that's got a good golf course, are you trying to move things around in your schedule so you can hit up the links?
Oh, there's no moving. I mean, that's the center of my schedule. I play pretty much every day on the road.
Wow.
Like, my favorite thing to do is we'll leave the show and, you know, on the bus, and when I wake up in the morning, we'll be parked at the golf course, and I'll just get out and play.
Do you schedule shows in certain areas because, you know, the course is going to be open for you to play? Have you tried to do that?
Not really, just because there's so many great golf courses around the country that I know no matter what city I'm in, there's going to be a really great golf course that I'd like to play. So, you know, I just let the tour dictate the golf.
Hey, I've got a golf outing coming up, Darius. I'm going to need your help. So stick around, and we'll talk about my golf outing next week.
Jackson and Andy, mornings on today's Q106.
Okay, well, I need to ask for some advice because
I'm
hosting a ladies' golf clinic on Tuesday, and I wish you were in town. That'd be so cool to have you come. But I am not like a pro golfer. I'm not even really a golfer. I've golfed. But I mean, I'm athletic. So what kind of advice could you give us ladies that are going to be going out there for this golf clinic? We're going to have the clinic at 5:30, and then we're going to golf after the clinic.
My go-to thing is just stay down. Stay down. That's really the nemesis of my golf swing. When I start picking up my body when doing the swing, you either top it or you hit it right or whatever. So that's what I'd say. Stay down on it.
Okay, that's good advice because I feel like I always pop up too. So, all right, good.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of advice, I know that you're now a sports agent.
Yeah.
So what spun you to get into that? Because that's a bit of a stretch from a music performer.
I love sports, you know, I especially football and golf. And I had a buddy who was starting this company and had some clients and wanted me to be involved in. You know, I don't do much of the agent stuff. I'm more of the mentor kind of, you know, you got to, you know, go talk to the guys and hang out with the guys. But it's fun. I just love being, they asked me and it was a no-brainer. I was like, yeah, it sounds like fun. And I always like fun. I'm never against a little fun.
Okay, well, if you need any help tomorrow with your golf game, I can't help you there, but I can definitely, like, refill your water bottle or, you know, carry your balls or I can help out. So
I let that one go.
Yeah, I just moved on from it.
I did too. Gloss right over that one there.
I am so proud of myself right now that I let that go.
Oh, gosh. This is really bad. I'm so red.
Jackson and Andy, mornings on today's Q106.
You know what? We were talking, Jackson and I were, and we were like, okay, there's a ton of country singers who love golf. Obviously you, Jake Owen,
mm-hmm.
Cole Swindell, and it's Charles Kelly. It's like, why hasn't anyone written a song about golf? It's all about drinking beers, hunting, fishing.
Football, baseball, all that's in there.
Because that's cheesy.
So you're not going to write a song about golf?
No, I will not be writing a song about golf.
Well, you know, how about titling an album after golf? Because we know that your album, your fifth album, doesn't have a title yet. We came up with a couple potential titles for it because how much you love golf. This one was actually submitted from a listener. Three putted my heart.
Oh, that's bad.
Okay.
Wait, this was submitted by a listener too. His name is Scott 9797. She thinks my golf cart's sexy.
I like that one.
Like you said, you're right. These are so freaking cheesy.
Oh, I've got two of them that are game winners here. I got two of them for sure here. Baby, right. Give My Love a Mulligan.
Okay, that's so bad.
Okay. Bogeys, Hooks, and Broken Hearts.
See, that one's okay.
See, there we go. I knew I'd hit one of them.
That one's okay.
That
one's okay. I like that one.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, congratulations on If I Told You going number one. What was it, June 12th?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That song was such a... I love that song so much, and the label was so dedicated to it, and so that was a special number one. They're all special, but that one was just a little more special.
What feels better, a hole in one or a number one?
Oh.
A number one.
Okay. Have you ever gotten a hole in one?
I got three. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You have quite a few more number ones than that.
Yes, I do, and they never get old.
I bet not.
Jackson and Andy mornings on today's Q106.
So I know we're talking a lot about golf, but you are Darius Rucker. So, I mean, you're very well known for your music, obviously. tonight is a big kickoff concert. So for those coming out, like, what can we expect?
A party, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, that's why they hired me, is to throw a party. And so, you know, I'm going to come out there. Stricker's been a friend of mine for decades now. And so I'm going to come out and you know, put on a great show. That's what we're trying to do. We want everybody to leave there going, that was a party. I want to see that again. So that's our goal.
This sounds like it's going to be a friends reunion for you. Your buddies with Stricker, your buddies with Favre. I'm sure you're friends with all the other golfers that are out there. It's like you're just hanging out with your buddies for a little while.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know, I know so many guys on a tour, Kenny Perry and Daly, and just a bunch of guys who I've known for years. And so it is basically a friends reunion for me.
So when you're out golfing, I'm not even going to say performing because you're out on tour to golf, not out there to do concerts. Where is your favorite course to go to?
Oh, no doubt about it. My favorite course in the world is Augusta National. I've been blessed to get to play that a few times, and it's just unbelievable.
Really? See, I'm a grass guy. I was a lawn applicator, so I just fall in love with the way the grass looks out there. I would just want to take my shoes off and walk around barefoot on those greens.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Every time I play there, it's immaculate. You can't find a weed anywhere. And I mean, yeah, the grass is unbelievable.
Well, we are so pumped to have you tonight. We're looking forward to the concert. Obviously, it's going to be for great cause, too, money benefiting Steve Stricker Foundation. So we're really excited to have you, Darius.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to say hey to you guys tonight, too. So let's have some fun.
Thank you so much for taking some time with us, and make sure you stretch and, you know, keep your head down while you're out there on the links.
Definitely. You guys take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.